League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sarah's back.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome to another illustrious episode of Roast the Host Morning Show. Somebody said, how many studio albums you got now, Craig?
Yeah, that's
shit.
Funny.
About to drop the seventh one. And what? What's up? I got a discography. Nigga, I'm a no-name with a discography.
Of nothing but heat.
I'll be the first nigga to debut with the greatest hits on the charts. This motherfucker got the greatest hits already? Where has he been? He just
fucking crazy.
That's funny.
He ain't wait on nobody. He just kept going. Niggas hate that shit. Y'all, you supposed to wait on them people to make you a star.
Nah. You can do it yourself. Fuck it.
The question is,
it's too many of us out here to wait, nigga. You're not gonna get chose if you're sitting back waiting for a motherfucker for somebody. Let me stop cursing.
Yeah,
real spit. Oh, we changing that up?
Nah, I'm just stopping cursing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Waiting on somebody to choose you and turn you into a star. Hey, if you waited, would you be where you at right now? If you waited on somebody to come to, hey, man. No. There's a guy in Riverside, man.
Why are you looking at me, nigga?
I'm at, waiting for people. No,
there's a guy in Riverside. I hear he's pretty funny. His name is Deshaun. Let me drive 80 miles away from Los Angeles and go get him and sign him to some paperwork, make him a star, move him to Hollywood, then take him around Hollywood and introduce
Mimi
him to everybody.
Says, still on her way. The freeway had stopped. She's trying to make it. She's
you know what I did, though, when I went on the road, like by myself?
What?
There was a year when I was just sitting around here, not sitting around, but you know, I was doing local clubs,
yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm not working. Like, why everybody working but me? So then I literally just packed up my clothes and went on the road.
That's what you got
to
do.
I drove across the street, the states, from here to New York twice.
It's the only way it's going to happen for you. She over there having a whole nother podcast.
Roz deep. They was yelling on her voice.
Roz wild in my voice. You can't be no weak nigga fucking with Roz.
Nigga, that is hilarious, bro.
Yeah, that's good. Hell yeah, you got to get out there and get it, man.
Yeah.
A lot of things happened after that year, though.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. It's like when it comes to like certain things that you want, people can say you get up here and say like, "Oh, I want that," but you don't do the things that it takes to really achieve it.
Right.
You just hope that somebody sees you one time,
right,
and gives you the opportunity. That shit don't.
But it
work
used
like
to
that.
Be almost that easy for comedians in these comedy clubs because the producers and the directors. For all these major projects that we're trying to get on, they used to just go to comedy clubs and pick out who they want.
That's never been my luck.
No. That was before our time, though, Craig.
But then, people still try to think of that that way, though.
You can tell, even when you see some of these dudes that was around back then.
Yeah.
They haters.
You know what's so funny? There's one cat, I remember we was at the J Spot. He came in with the energy of, I don't like you new niggas.
Right.
And he got on stage, but he did an actual set about not liking the new comedians. And he told why. He was like, look at them over there writing, being creative.
Oh,
I'm not joking.
Shit.
He was like, they being creative.
Upset.
And so now they were like, because he was like, I can't, his whole thing was, we can't create when we on the road. You got to go with what works. And these new cats is over here writing and being creative. And it makes it hard for us when we come back home. And then now that they starting to get work, they pushing us out. And he was mad at that. But I was like, did you hear what you just said, though? We're writing, being creative. You're not always on the road. You're at home sometimes.
Yeah,
right. Come to these clubs, try some new stuff.
But they don't get it. Only a couple. Corey Holcomb, he got it a long time ago.
Some of them, the early Comic View people, not all
David
of them.
Arnold, he got it.
Get it. He absolutely got it.
A few, you know. But it took them niggas, it took David a while, rest in peace. He didn't jump on the social media shit right away.
No one really did. If you came from the era of like sending out tapes to get booked, you didn't want to jump on social media. No. I didn't want to jump on social media.
I didn't understand it. I still don't understand it. I still suck on social media.
I'm the worst.
Really?
I just didn't see the value
like
in it.
I didn't like to just pay somebody to do the shit that I need.
No, you don't.
I suck at it.
You think you do, but you want to do it yourself because don't nobody know you like you. You building your brand. You got to make sure you build it in a way that you're comfortable sustaining. Yeah. If somebody else build it and then they turn it over to you, they may have you doing shit that you really don't even like doing. And you're going to be mad at that and sabotage that. You got to build it the way you want it. And then once you got the way you want it, then you can pass it off. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I need help still.
I need help.
Yeah, there's some stuff I just don't get.
I need help.
Like, I don't understand.
It's not that I don't get it. I know that you need to post a certain amount of times a day at certain times of the day to get, you know, whatever. But it's just the content.
Right.
I'm funnier in longer lengths of time than 1 minute.
Than quick clip.
Yeah, I think it takes me longer to be funny than 60 seconds or 30 seconds. I don't know.
Not really.
Other people think I'm funny, but I don't.
Like, if you got a comment on something, and you like we be doing roasting, mm-hmm. I've seen you plenty of times hit a person with a cool little zinger. Mm-hmm. That's not no fucking minute. That person says something, you reacted, said something slick. That shit was funny.
But she gotta like it though herself to want to post.
But see, I'm my biggest critic. If I only post things that I like, let me turn this off. If I only posted things that I liked, I wouldn't post shit because right. I'm so critical. I will watch that and pick it apart.
Gotta fight that shit.
Well, I'll pick it apart, but I still
post it. Say, I don't like this. I don't like that. Why was I standing like this? I don't like this. Like, you know, and I'll pick that whole clip apart and throw it away.
Oh, I hate watching myself on stage though, because I have so many bad habits. Yeah, I look down a lot. I'm like, I just do stuff. I'm like, why were you doing it? Doesn't even make sense to do that.
But it's called training, putting your body through the work. Like I like people say, oh, being a comedian is easy. No, it ain't.
Yeah,
no. You learn about timing. You learn about like really what's funny, mm-hmm. how to sustain when somebody ain't laughing.
But I know how to do that on stage, zero problem.
Right. But you be funny. And you don't realize it though. You don't, like, any moment, what they say sometimes nowadays, don't waste a joke on just saying it with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Record that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it may hit. You know what I'm saying? In another way, it may hit. So you just got to do it and use it. Anytime you make somebody laugh, you should clip it.
That's some real shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's some real motherfucking
but
shit.
But I'm around funny people and do funny stuff all day. I would literally need
a camera person.
No.
Like, or just my voice notes or whatever on 24 hours a day because I'm hilarious on accident.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you. Like Gilly. Gilly had a moment where, to be honest with you, he was a rapper that basically, you know, if you don't know, he was a rapper back in the day. He was good at battle rapping. But the thing about it was he just didn't make it the way he saw fit.
Yeah.
But
Gilly's like a super Egyptian. He looked like
like Imhotep.
Yeah, he looked. That's probably how Imhotep looked. And he surprises me every week. It's some shit that he put out. I'm like, this motherfucker who? This nigga could box.
Yeah, and he can. I mean, he was a street nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's a real street dude. But when he started recording himself, asking people questions, like basically Wallow, asking him questions on what he felt or what have you. And just recording and keeping it on him and Wallow.
Right.
Them stuff started hitting because he would have funny moments like we all do, but we don't record them.
I think his biggest thing, when he went against Birdman, I was like, oh, okay, B. He don't care.
He don't care. But he knew that was a nice avenue to take, though.
Right.
Because people are starting to learn, if you put the spotlight on the people that they talking about.
They called you Forrest Whitaker.
If people up there, you know, basically get on the people that they talking about, that's what's going to get spotlighted if something happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to notice that now. Other cats is doing that. They bring out somebody's name. Making it seem like, oh, okay, these people can do such and such to me.
Right.
But you putting a spotlight on them.
Right.
That, oh, if something happened to me, it could have been them.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know.
I'm with restraining orders.
Why?
I'm done fighting niggas.
Oh, okay, I hear you. That restraining order ain't going to stop if he really with the shits.
How done are you, though?
I'm done with niggas.
Okay.
Like, I'm done with niggas. Okay.
No, yeah, I've been done with niggas for a long time.
A long time, man. Niggas want to come around and play and pander and just do things they do because they, you know, their mama didn't stop them when they was a little boy.
Right.
And their daddy wasn't there. So these are all the games they used to play with their little brothers and sisters. And,
yeah.
You know, motherfuckers that just let them be goofy. And now that they grown, they just want to come around you and hide your toys.
I call it
grown. You know, little shit they did.
Toys. Hide your
toys. I ain't got no toys, first of all.
I call it grown man tantrums.
I mean, niggas is constantly having them.
For real.
Grown man tantrums. I like that word for it.
Grown man tantrums.
You know.
Because it's like you see a person get all upset for something small and petty, but they like riled up, but within themselves. But you ain't talking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga, you all right?
Constantly mad about something you feel like somebody else did to you. Well, why would he just walk in front of me without saying excuse me? Then he didn't say thank you. I held the door. He didn't say thank you. I offered him a piece of gum, and he didn't say thank you.
I see a lot of people get mad about the door thing.
Bro, that's narcissistic shit right there, man. That's like, a motherfucker trying to control everything. Well, why wouldn't you just...
Did you open the door for thank you, or did you open the door to be...
They open the door so they can make you do what they want you to do. Not even, it ain't the thank you. They want somebody to do what they want them to do.
They
want to
be thanked.
No, they want to control.
So it's wrong to be mad, because I just had a moment with myself. It's wrong to be mad if you hold the door open for somebody and you get mad they don't say thank you.
It's wrong.
I really don't care if they say thank you or not.
It's wrong.
Like I'm not going to say I get mad, but I also in my head be like, punk ass.
Really?
Yeah. Like in my head, though. So I don't actually say it.
So you held the
door.
That's
your mother in you.
Probably.
Whenever you have
a
thought
in me, don't say it.
Yeah, right. The man in you, like, I'm doing this because this is what I want to do.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what you do, because if I live my life doing things based on what you do, I would, man.
Real shit. Real shit.
I'm doing it because this is what I want to do.
Hey, on everything I love, bro, I'll say fuck you in my
mind. All day long.
I'll say it in my mind, like, oh, you's a punk ass not to say thank you. And then I like look at them for a cool minute, but I won't say nothing.
Right.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, you know.
If, so you give them that minute, like just to maybe make.
Yeah, give it, like, okay. Don't get too mad before, you know, the person's out of sight.
When we,
you
leave,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Make sure I'm walking right by him. We open doors.
Yeah.
But no, it's like if somebody do it for me, I'll be, oh, good looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, appreciate it.
I mean, I don't think that it's narcissistic to accept, to think someone should thank you for doing them a kindness that you don't even have to do. You're doing it, like, not that they're doing it to get the thank you, but if someone does you a solid, you should be able to just say,
why are you doing a solid?
Because I like to do things for people. I'm nice.
Then the thank you should
like matter. I'm not doing it for the thank you. I'm doing it because I'm just a nice person.
But what? So, okay, cool.
So you're not a nice person.
No.
You're not.
Why am I not?
If someone like that's like, I carry your bags to the door for you, you an old man. Mm-hmm. I don't want no money from you, no nothing. A kind thank you.
This is a narcissist. A narcissist will carry your bag, and then if you don't.
You think everybody's a narcissist?
No, listen to me. And then if you don't say thank you, they'll grab your bag and take it back over to where it was at.
Right.
But that's
not. I did that when I was a kid.
Shit. Now, you think it's some motherfuckers that ain't doing. Look.
Like people do that, yeah.
People do shit like that on the low. They may not take the bag back, but they'll, if you don't say thank you, and then when you leave, they'll tell two people, that motherfucker's rude. Don't do nothing for him. That motherfucker's rude. That's the same thing as taking the bag back.
I've seen that. Yeah.
That's extra.
But I
look at it, if you, like you say, if you do something nice for somebody, I don't think you expect like overwhelming thank you. But a heads up or good looking,
it doesn't bother.
Or
I'm saying the door thing
would be much appreciated, because I don't have to hold shit.
I got into it with a little Asian lady at the grocery store yesterday.
His camera's unfocused.
Who's?
So I get into it with a little Asian lady at the grocery store. Same thing. Maybe I'm a narcissist. I don't know. I need to develop it. Maybe. So
you might be.
I'm standing in line. I'm behind this old Asian lady, bro. She only got a couple little produce items. Can't be more than $4, right? She gets to the cashier. She got like one wrinkled dollar, like nickel.
One wrinkled.
Whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I looked to the cashier. I was like, hey, just put it on mine. Like, don't even, like, you know, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she looks back, realizes I'm black. She said, oh, no, I don't take money from you. Like that. So I felt like she was a bitch. So does that make me narcissist?
No.
Like, you counting your last $2. I got $12,000 in the bank.
Right.
You doing bad. I'm just saying, you're an old lady that needs help, and regardless of the color that you are. $4, $5.
That's not narcissism,
so
man.
She rejected my kindness, and I got pissed.
But she kind of like did it in a way, though, too?
So I'm a narcissist.
But you said she did it in a rude way, though, too. Right?
Yeah, but like...
What happened the next time you seen her?
I just wouldn't say anything to her.
It said, it said Big Mouth.
Like, I'm not going to do anything to the lady, but it's just like, sis, I'm trying to help you out.
That's dope, because I've been cornering the market on this topic.
What?
Cluster B, narcissism, antisocial behavior, all that shit. That's going to be my shit on stage. So everybody like, this nigga always tell you, damn right I talk about it, because it's every fucking where.
It is.
And it's everywhere.
Everybody's not a narcissist.
Like, I didn't say everybody was, but I know when a motherfucker in my life is, for sure. Hmm. I got to be aware of that, because when they're around you, it's other shit going on that you got to be...
That nigga said, I put his ass on blast.
I mean, not just on blast, but they got to be aware, bro. Everybody, I'm telling you, dog, if you study the topic, it's going to change your life. It has to.
I like to say I hate the nigga that started this with this nigga in order for him to get on this topic.
I'm on it. I'm never going to be off it.
Right. So fuck you. Never going to be off it.
I'm never going
to. So is it narcissistic for me to expect her to say, oh, thank you for looking out, because this was my last $4?
No. This was my last $4.
Like, is that narcissistic?
I don't even.
Because I'm not saying that I was pissed, but I was kind of perturbed.
Right.
Was she slow, though, too?
No, it wasn't that she was slow. It looked like it was her last freaking, money of her life. Like, she was counting pennies and nickels, and I'm like, this can't be more than $4, $5. Right. I got it. Like, it's cool. I'll pay for it.
You ever made friends with somebody just to figure out what's going on with somebody else?
No.
Nah, that's snakish.
Yeah,
that's snakish. I don't
know.
That's some
narcissism.
I don't even think about shit like that. Yeah, that's snakish. You ever said something about somebody that wasn't true to control the perception of someone else?
No, because I don't like lies.
That's narcissistic. So all this thinking because you dress nice and you get that ain't narcissism. That's everybody has traits here and there. We, you know, some of us are vain. That don't mean if you into yourself, that don't mean that. You know what I'm saying? If you have a sense of superiority, mm-hmm. like you feel like with no evidence that you just better than everybody, and you willing to fight to the death for that, that's a sign.
No.
You feel what I'm saying? Or if you got a void and you use other people to fill those voids, that's a sign. Or if you try, you know, so.
Well, I do know some niggas I'm better than, but I ain't.
Yeah, but you make better decisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we all humans, you know what I'm saying? We all, you know what I mean? So, yeah, study it, because you're definitely not that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that I'm narcissistic. Yeah. Like, from
though the most women I'm aware of. Most narcissists are women, like a high percentage, but that don't mean that it's you.
Yeah, uh-oh. But I really, truly don't mean bad for people. Like, I like, you know, narcissists, they're so into themselves and downing other people to show that they're bigger than people, like that. None of
that's
that
the easy way. That's right. that's the simple way of that's narcissism.
Not, yeah, that's not important to me.
Let's talk about religious. Let's talk about, you know, people, like we said, the please and thank you motherfuckers. That's a form of narcissism. People who are always dead set on you're doing it right. Right and wrong. Right and wrong. That's a form of narcissism. That's a form of control.
Like the pastors are narcissists?
Not all pastors, but there are some people who are just radicals, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I used to know, there was a comedian that used to do that. He would judge, like if he came in here right now, he would judge all of us.
Right.
Because, oh, are you drinking? Oh, and he would like literally get mad at everybody because he didn't drink. And then it was this other comic, this older cat at the time was like, yo, you got to watch out for him. I was like, why? He was like, watch. In a couple of years, all his vice are going to spill out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going so hard
because
he's hiding something.
From everybody else. Right. I hear that.
And I mean, he used to get that, like, if you try to be like, hey, man, like I remember one story I was telling him. I was like, yo, I'm a little stressed out because me and this chick that you have premarital sex. That was his first response. I didn't even finish the story yet, and you ready?
Right.
Now I don't even want to tell you what's wrong to get your advice.
Yeah. Nah, I would have told him more of a gory part of the story just to see how his face went.
No, but it wasn't even the sex. It was like that was like a small piece of the story.
I got you.
And that was his first comeback. I'm like, I'm trying to get to the end so you can like give me some advice. And I'm like, man, premarital sex, you want to know what I really do then?
right.
Abuse taxes. They abuse motherfuckers.
Yep.
Right.
You used to challenge me on stuff like that.
Really?
I thought and like when I started like really like opening my mind and eyes and stuff, I would recall those conversations. I'm like, man, this nigga Craig was like ahead of his time.
Oh, man.
No, this was back when like almost pre social media.
Yeah.
Hidden Truth, I think it was called. Remember? That's when you were kind of like really, really going towards that way. But before that, you would always like just ask me, but you would ask me certain things like, well, why do you think this? And why like that? And I was like, well, you know, pretty much because this is what I was always taught. Like, but here's why. And then later I was like, now I look back at some of my answers, but I don't think like that now more at all.
Man, hey, man.
But you never got at me with like something like, niggas were stupid. There's some people that have, though.
Hey, church has, religious narcissists have what's called dichotomous thinking. So in a dichotomous thinker thinks two ways, right? There's those who agree with them and those who don't. There's no in-betweens. And if you're on that side, you're evil. You can't have a different opinion. It means either what I'm saying is it, are you my enemy?
Everything is up for debate.
Yeah.
Everything is up for debate, man.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like one-sidedness at all. Like, there's always alternative thoughts and ways to go around everything.
It's got to be.
You know?
They make fun of other people's religious beliefs.
It's like you can.
I'm
you
talking about a religious narcissist. I'm a Christian. You're a what?
Oh, that shit
goofy.
Yeah.
I hate the way motherfuckers up there interpret the Bible and make it their way so it could seem lives.
Those are the worst ones.
Like, cause I had an uncle that told me because he stopped working, God told him not to work anymore.
I hate people do that.
And wait, you said what?
He said God told him not to work anymore. And I was like, I said, nigga, is you serious?
Yeah.
So when. Like, because he was living with my grandma. You know what I'm saying? Like, with his family. You feel what I'm saying? So it was like, bro, what are you talking about?
Wait, the pastor was living with your grandmother?
No. It was the pastor. But it was her son.
The bum guy. That's funny as fuck.
And it was just like.
God is a bum? That would disappoint me if I got to heaven and God was pushing the cart.
Ask you for $5.
Pushing a cart.
And when you get to heaven, God asks you for $5.
Let me borrow $5. This is what you're following?
Let me get a ride to the other side of heaven, man.
You feel me?
My chariot's in the shop.
My
horse bought a hamstring.
You see Joe, he owed me $10. If you see Joe,
horse bought a hamstring.
Horse bought a hamstring. I ain't gonna be able to get to the other side of heaven, man. You know, heaven, they got all the old shit because it's been around a long time. Ain't no Ford dealerships up there. Niggas either got horses or they walking or they got a chariot.
Termite ate my wheels on my chariot, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You better not go on that side of town. The Philistines.
Can I borrow your car to make a run, Jesus?
You feel me? Name.
That's terrible.
Another sign you may be a religious narcissist is you don't associate with other groups of people because you feel like they're unholy and unpure.
Yeah.
Everybody in my friend circle has a strong relationship with God.
A lot of people say that, actually, though.
God, everybody has a strong, you got to surround yourself by saints so you have a strong relationship with God.
Yeah, I'd have told them go fuck theyself.
Yeah, but them people are, that's more than narcissism. I think that's like a mental, like something's wrong if you think only you're, like, it got to be a bigger word than narcissism.
No, that's narcissism.
Because if you think you're one of a billion people, okay? Right. Why do you think that your way is the only way that it could ever be? That's insane.
That's why you got to study this shit, baby girl.
That's insanity.
This shit, a lot of preachers, if you hear what preachers have to say about it that are versed in it, they're like, it's evil. They're like, there's nothing you can do. for some, you know what I'm saying? Like this, we're going to do some research one day. Cause
I'm going to sit down with you.
You're going, because you, when I first met you, I met her 12 years ago. First thing I said to her is, you bad as a motherfucker. So you do comedy? We was in a club one day. It was a night that Faison Love, and what's the name? What was we at?
On Santa Monica that
night. Yeah, what's his name? The other nigga.
Was that Kedar's show? Whose show?
It was Kedar's show, but he owned now.
It was Faison, and it was.
You said it was on.
I don't know, but that's the day that Faison had that little.
He circled the block with a pistol. Was about to fight James Davis.
James Davis. Damn. There we go.
And that's when I developed respect for James Davis, because he did not let Faison punk him.
No.
Yeah.
He was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about nothing you're talking about,
bro.
Doesn't
matter.
Right.
James Davis is solid.
Sound like my type of nigga.
That's my type of people.
But he seemed like a square on the outside.
Yeah.
Until you fuck with him.
Like, oh, he's this.
You know
this.
Who else don't back down?
Who?
That you wouldn't, if you don't know him, like.
Barry Brewer, crazy.
Yep.
Barry Brewer is a psychopath.
Barry is very nice, but
Barry go in.
Barry will give you that work.
Give you that work.
When we used to hoop at points at.
Right.
Barry. Such of a thug, he has to carry his Bible to remind himself, like,
not to act up.
Barry, this is what he tells himself. He said, "Deshaun, you know, I get so mad." I'm like, nigga, we seen you. He would get so mad that he started bringing his Bible to try to keep him calm, because he's always willing to, like,
Barry
go there.
Boys,
he got
to
remind
him. Yeah, he used to be at Venice all the time, and he would tell me in the heart, like, if he rooting for a certain team and they his homeboys. He'll definitely, like, if the referee make a bad call, he's screaming at the referee, telling the referee all kinds of shit.
The son hoops. I said, he going to want to fight a ref one day.
Yeah, of course.
He's going to fight a ref one day.
Another sign of a religious narcissist is they demand that you totally submit and follow them. You're not free to question their authority or attempt to do so or whatever. That'll turn them against you. Spiritually, physically, verbally, everything. They start name calling you, chastising you, give you the silent treatment. You know, all different maneuvers to get you to be compliant. You know what I'm saying? It's either their way or no way.
This shit's starting to sound like my relationship.
That's what I was thinking. I thought we went together.
I think you're talking about my eyes.
I got questions.
Right,
yeah. Go ahead.
So, eyes file separate.
So if you're saying for you to feel like you want someone to be totally devoted to you, that's narcissistic?
Nope. That's not what this is saying.
But you said devoted, but see, what I didn't like is without question. Everything should be questioned.
Demands of total submission without question. We're talking about religious narcissists specifically, people who are of this way about religion. You know, so, you know, with your spouse, that's completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are making the playoffs, though.
The second one is lighting up right now.
It said,
Mouthpiece met his wife over a brisket.
Over a brisket
piece of meat.
Yeah.
Mouthpiece.
It said, do my eyes file separate taxes?
I haven't seen too many cases of... I watched a documentary about the Mormon church recently about a dude who was the leader of them in Utah recently, like and he fits these joints to the T.
Look, niggas calling in?
How did that happen? Who changed the ring?
I changed the ring.
Right.
The ring.
Anyway.
You a cold piece balancing that cup right there, though.
I'm a thug.
Balance. What's going on, thug. BB? How was the drive?
Man, the drive was crazy. The traffic just stopped.
Did it?
Yeah, man. I took the 110 to the end.
To the end.
That used to be the only freeway into LA.
Right.
Well, there's no other freeways.
I remember back
in the day. We always fight about that because I think it's the 5.
Yeah, sir.
I was told that the 5 was like when the state wasn't even all fully formed back. It was.
You talking about Pacific Coast Highway?
No. Other than PCH was a highway. I'm talking about the first freeway. I thought was the 5.
I thought it was Route 66.
No, that was a highway, like freeway.
Right.
5, I believe. We'll Google it.
Yeah.
We're Googling.
We need facts here.
I guess it may depend on where you're coming from. People that was coming from the south to LA, they was taking Route 66.
Yeah.
And it ended in Pasadena. Then they had to go up Arroyo to the 110, and they took it into downtown. It wasn't no 605, yeah, no, no 405.
No 105.
No 105.
So new. Yes,
it is. Yeah, I used to play on the 105 when I was a baby.
That nigga said when I was a baby.
Yeah, my auntie used to live right there, you know, Crenshaw, and them houses on the freeway. We used to ride our bikes through the when they was building the shit up.
This nigga.
That was like 88, 89.
Got freeway memories.
Hell yeah. Right. Hey, Blueface.
Oh, that's shit. What I was going to. Man.
Go ahead. You can bring it up. Because we know it's daddy.
We know it's daddy. I know it's daddy, the one who hangs out with Boo sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. He came to my last little function, too. And I just feel so bad right now. He even got arrested for attempted murder.
But they got him on camera busting that pistol.
But I'm just glad it wasn't a girl.
Why?
I'm glad it wasn't a girl, man, because it's like, you know. You hear bad news about him all the time.
Oh, you mean you're glad he didn't attempt to murder the girl.
Right.
Me too.
Well, he already get a pass. Chris Brown sacked Rihanna one time, almost got canceled. He be mollywhopping her.
No, he don't.
She fighting him. It's a full domestic
violence. She be mollywhopping that nigga.
I don't know. She had a busted lip on IG last week.
Nigga, a backhand backhand happens like that. She had that nigga eye swollen, lip fat, she boobopped that nigga in public.
All the time.
So he was in Vegas, right? He in Vegas, allegedly.
Lolo's Chicken and Waffles.
Allegedly in Vegas? No, he was in Vegas.
You got to say allegedly for everything.
No, it might be allegedly he tried to kill somebody.
But he was in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Might be his clone.
Shit, no, I'm just kidding.
Might be his clone.
Yeah, he's been a clone. I was surprised
that Krishan Rock was as calm as she. Maybe she was in shock because, you know, we all can go in shock. Like, what just happened? We was about to eat some chicken wings.
And or Molly's.
Right.
I don't think she in shock. She used to this shit.
Well, no, but I think that they were about to eat and it just came out of nowhere. You know, it's one thing when you turning up and then the folks come, you know they coming.
Right.
But if you eating there and they watching you, you in the surveillance, y'all just finished kissing, talking about what you finna do in a second at the casino, and all of a sudden here come the white man slamming you. You're in some type of like.
No, before that though, like it was an altercation the day before or whatever, okay? So they all in this nightclub. Okay, his Blueface people get into it with the driver, the one that got shot at. Okay, they get into it, they beat him up. Supposedly, allegedly, they beat up on him. He gets away, they break it up. He's driving past, Blueface is outside. Blueface wasn't even in the fight. Okay, he was just there, and that was his entourage. Okay, so Blueface outside, and I guess the dude, like, you know what I'm saying, who hit me, you know, the wolf ticket, you know.
One second.
He pulled out and
hey, everybody. Got everybody on YouTube, we going over to Caffeine, man. Make sure y'all follow the stream over. We got to cut that YouTube stream in 30 seconds.
I would like to know what part of me has gotten these motherfuckers to think that all I do is cut up barbecue meat. You know what I mean? Like, everybody keeps saying that, oh, look like he do barbecue choices.
Try tip.
Try
do 10 more minutes
ribs,
on YouTube.
All this shit.
Well, you look like that uncle that know how to cook. You know, you got that one uncle.
No, I just know how to eat.
Eat
that. Wow. Put her snack away from me.
Oh, no, wow.
My lunchable was in danger. Just being in a 4-foot radius.
In danger.
Okay. Oh, shit.
But nah, with the Blueface situation, that's why I always say, because I got a few aunties. One resting in peace, and another one. They like fighting niggas.
Oh yeah, you
like this
some.
Is what they do. Every man they've ever been with, it's been fisticuffs. That's why I say domestic violence is not always abuse.
Yeah,
because some women like
is
to fight.
Is it foreplay?
Yes.
Some women like to fight.
Nah, I knew a girl named Paulette that's 6'4" from Venice.
Whooped your ass.
No.
Whooped somebody's ass.
She raped a nigga.
She
pulled your drawers down. She saw the barbecue.
The whole part about it is she always used to fight her dudes. Like, she, like, anytime a nigga come out the place holding his eye and said, I'm not going to keep going for this. And she come out with her fist balled up and towering over the nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the nigga's like 5'8", 5'9". Most of the niggas she fucked with. She's 6'4". And a pure gang member.
She wore khakis with khaki G-strings?
No, she put it.
They make those?
Flannel thong.
And we don't kick it with busters and khaki G-strings?
But no, she looked like the type that wear the man clothes and make the nigga wear the girl clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was that type.
She wears
baby D sisters.
Did you smack her?
Big nah, D.
She, me and her was always cool. She always used to flirt. But I couldn't take, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, if you ever put your hands on me, I'm dropping your big ass. You know what I'm saying?
Would you date a woman that could whoop you or take her serious?
Like, it depends on her demeanor. Like, if she wasn't the type that always flare up, if she don't type to flare up all the time, if I keep her calm, yeah. Yeah. Gucci.
But I don't want to fight my man. Oh, okay. I don't want to fight you. Like, why do I want to fight my dude? Like,
yeah.
I want to be babied. I don't want to be the homie when we at the house, nigga. Like, no, like right. we it's not who's buffer, nigga. I right. need you to open this jar of pickles and everything, nigga. I want to keep all your muscles. Right. What are you talking about?
But not on me.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I don't want to even think to hit my man. I don't even want to disrespect my man on that level where he needs to hit on me, because I don't want that type of relationship. You feel me? I don't want to do that. That's doing that to me, and I don't want to do it to him. You know what I'm saying? In order to get respect, you got to give it. Oh, no, so I'm going to give it straight up.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
She was a gang member, man. Yeah. Some gangbang girls don't fuck around.
But some, because you said she was 6'4". My homeboy used to be with a little lady, and she used to put hands on him. He was a little nigga, though, too, but they were just like two little niggas together. But she used to beat on him all
two time. Little niggas together.
They was like, and she used to put hands on him, and he'd always be so sad.
Okay, well, I got a question for the panel. Have you ever been in a relationship that in your mind
you was whooping her ass?
You was whooping their ass.
Of course.
Mm. I wanted to slap a nigga before, but you know who you can slap and you can't. Some men you can't slap.
Right. Man. That is not right. The nigga.
Right. Oh, yeah. My last boyfriend, you wouldn't even think about slapping him. Mm-mm. No, niggas don't think about slapping him.
Right.
Okay. Right. Like, he the kind, you gonna give him some respect. Right. He gonna give it back to you, but you gonna give him some respect. That's why I say women know who they playing with. Because if you were the real king or somebody you respect, you not even finna pull them strings. You feel what I'm trying to say? You not finna pull them strings because you know who you dealing with. Now, there's some people you might test, but you shouldn't be testing your king. You knock them teeth out.
Here's what happened the other night. I was at the Ha Ha. This female comedian was on stage, and there was some gang members. We didn't know they was gang members, but
they were.
They was gang members. They came out, told us they was out celebrating. The one dude had just got out doing 23 years.
Oh, shit.
23. Mm-hmm. Mind you, 23 years. Mm. So she's on stage, kind of bombing. She was doing okay, but they were heckling.
Right.
They was talking the whole night. But they were so amped that their dude when I say he got out yesterday, they came to the show the next day. So they was in there drinking, and then she started going back and forth with him, and then she was like, "Yo, you act like a bitch to one of the dudes."
Oh.
And so we were like, "Oh, that's enough. Cut the show. Let's wrap the show up because." That's not who you want to do that to. Like, I don't think you should call a dude that.
Well, you can't call no real man a bitch.
No.
Bitch ass nigga. Like, I don't use that word.
But then especially someone who
or
just.
Or punk ass nigga.
So
that'll
we were.
You slapped.
The security was trying to explain this to her. And then this other waitress jumps in and starts yelling at the security that, you know, for reprimanding her. He wasn't but he was like, yo, not cool because, you know, that's in man laws, that's very disrespectful. But it's someone who just got out that's. Highly more disrespectful, and that could have got turned out.
Right.
And then the girl, the waitress that had nothing to do with it, just started hollering at the security guard, like going at him hard.
Yeah, she's retarded.
That works there.
Yes, dummy. They both worked there.
That's so.
She had nothing to do with the situation. So my question is, as a comedian, how would you, or like in this situation, you know, the show just got canceled because you going back and forth. I'm not saying you because I know you wouldn't have been in that, but like. Mm-hmm. What would your advice be to that girl, female comedian?
First of all, always assess your audience. Before I get on stage, I scan the whole audience and see who I'm dealing with. We don't know who crazy and who not. I'm not saying that. But before I talk to the DJ about my music, before all of that, I look at the audience just so, first of all, I know what jokes are going to work with them.
Yeah.
Because I've done so many different audiences, right? So I look at the audience, I weigh it out, and if I see seven triple OG looking niggas or men, whatever color you are, sitting at the table, I don't play with them.
Right.
Like, it's passive jokes with them. These they don't play.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't even go for them.
I can smell a real nigga in the building.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Before they even told us. Because when they was talking to her, I said, I made it like fun with us. Like, I'm not going at these cats.
You got to assess. You got to look. You got to look. You got to pay attention.
But she felt like, because she was like, well, I was fighting all my life. I was like, yeah, but not with them. And they outnumbered us a lot.
The answer to the question was, I would tell her how to learn how to dial it back when you know you struck a nerve.
Yeah.
See, like us comedians, we might not know who could take the joke or not until we say it and then the reaction we get, right?
See the reaction, yeah.
So I used to do that bullshit when I first started comedy because I bag on everybody. I'm lighting the audience up at first, right? But I had to realize they came here, first of all, they spent their money to come see me. Second of all, like, this is not what they do for a living. Third of all, I need to learn how to react to them if they don't like it. So how do I dial it back once they mad? Yeah. Oh, man, you know, shit, I was talking about Fat and Shy. I'm lying. I was just with one last night. Whatever you got to say to bring the comfort zone back to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I love me a nigga that just got out of jail. What y'all about to do after this?
Yeah,
whatever. Man. To make them like you again. Like,
is it right for a man to hit a woman back?
Oh, back? Yes.
It depends on how hard she hits you.
I'm going to say yes off the back.
Black
it. I think that
his nose starts leaking.
If his nose is leaking,
I'm going to run. If I hit a nigga that hard and break his nose, I'm running because I know.
Right. You already know what's going to go down.
Our car immediately.
You yeah. said what, Mimi?
No, I really feel like if you are bad enough to hit on somebody, then you need to know respect and keep your hands to yourself. So I'm not saying he should hit her, but he should let her know, nigga, if it happened again, no, it could be some different consequences to this. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Now, if she's ignorantly hitting him, then he needs to take control because I'm the man of this house. Seriously, I'm not saying to be abusive and beat somebody down, but there is a respect in the game. And
I'm saying don't slap her, just push her down.
Yeah, yeah, grab her arm when she going to hit you, act like you in a kung fu fight. Grab that arm. You know what I mean? Let her know. You know what I mean? You know you ain't smart enough and strong enough to handle this. You feel me?
I believe however they hit you.
Hit them the same way.
Hit them the same way. If you slap me, I'm going to slap you. If you
punch, I feel you.
Grabbing her jaw is disrespectful. That's grab her up under her shit and just
bruh.
So slam her away. Talk. I got to wait till you go to sleep.
Why did you do that?
Turn
her into a puppet. Her talk.
I mean, I get what you're saying because I think women are wrong when they're like, say if he loves his mom. Oh, yeah, that's why your mama, you know, whoop, whoop. Well, you know that's going to make him mad. Why are you talking about his mom?
What if you
like? So you're like messing with the beast.
Trying to egg him.
You're egging them on.
What if a man don't hit you, he just noogie off a sideburn.
You stupid.
You know what?
Y'all know what a noogie is?
Sideburn?
But noogies are not
you know what? You know what?
Old sideburn though?
Old sideburn.
A noogie gonna get the follicle. Ain't no hair does not grow where noogies have been implemented.
Well, you should noogie my snatch. I'm single.
But you know, some women like to be slapped. That make them feel loved.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Some people get getting slapped.
No, I'm saying they like to be slapped in general. Like, you feel me? Like, you get reprimanded and they like, he loved me. You feel me?
With domestic violence, they know
some
abuse.
Some chicks do like.
Some women like to fight.
She had told me she had been knocked out 5 times.
And you still smashed?
No. By 5 different dudes,
knocked
though.
And
she was like, and at the
you
bottom
time, fighting.
When she got to the fifth one, I was like, you suck at fighting. Like, you should probably. And every story started with, I didn't like this, so I punched him in his face. I was like, you should stop hitting dudes in the face.
Oh, so she got knocked out 5 times by men?
5 different dudes.
Wow. Well, she has the problem.
Well, it's her fault.
Take a look at it. She needs to start with the man in the mirror.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
She was supposed to go to the movies. And after the fifth story, I was like, I got to go. Right.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm out of here.
You immediately punch in the face. I got to get out of here.
You fucking.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
You would have hit her back then.
It don't matter. I left.
Right.
But you know what hurts women more than a black eye or a busted lip or whatever? When you walk out the fucking door and leave them.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that is like, I had a man that would never put his hands on me. But he knew how to fuck with my head, though.
Did he?
He'll walk out and nigga put me on do not disturb airplane mode in the hot one. Nigga, I'd be losing my shit. And that was worse to me than him slapping me. Like, he never hit me or nothing like that. Yeah. Never called me on my name, none of that.
I commend that nigga.
But
you called him by his name?
I never called him a bitch ass nigga because that's what the one
she came close. I could tell, but wait, she stuttered.
I call that nigga punk. She's like, nigga. I'm like, man, get your motherfucking ass out of here, type shit.
You was probably a nigga in jail getting raped.
Like, no, I would never say that because that's saying he gagged. That's some shit you can't say.
Nah,
shit,
nigga, if he got raped, he ain't.
You can't say that either.
It happened.
One woman told a man he ain't got no balls.
That don't mean shit. Cause you've been sucking them and fucking them this whole time.
Right.
That the balls, all that shit about mouth. Dick being little and all this other shit.
The dick shit little one. I've not, that's
that
funny.
Shit is so weird to me.
Cause it's lesbians out here, so y'all don't care about dick size.
Right.
Shit.
Shit. Mimi says
shit.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm gonna tell you straight up. unless you a woman, you can't really speak on it the right way. I don't think. Man. Unless you got the same shit I got, right? And then you can't speak all the way on it, right? Mimi. So I'm gonna let you know this. It's about the motion in the ocean.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, that motion. He can have a little thing, let's say, but he know how to work that motherfucker in areas you can't believe.
See. Me like this. It was a 5-inch nigga that wowed me.
Yeah, listen, he know. But so you gotta know what you got. So you gotta know thyself. If you know that thing ain't hitting like it should, then you know. Okay, let me get a little moist. I'm gonna do the downtown on her, and then I'm gonna go ahead and break that thing off on her. You know she gonna want this again. Right. You know what I mean? Right.
I can tell Mimi did all the driving in the drive-bys back in the day.
Drive-by.
No, good. Well, I'm the driver. Get back. Remember in Colors, nigga, when they did the drive-by on the church?
Yes, filled up my
and, hey, that car was swerving away from the police. Then they finally got in the car and it was a female driving. That was me.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so back to Blueface. Blueface, man. Ooh. Attempted murder. He's on film.
Making me horny.
Mimi dangerous.
It's not looking good. They got actual footage of the shooting. If you look up the shooting, but don't play no video.
But did he kill him?
Yeah, don't do
don't
that.
Don't play no video. Did he kill him? No, he didn't kill the dude.
No.
Yeah, so move on.
So he goes to jail, right? And what was his bail? $75,000? Right. So I guess Krishan linked up with a WAC 100.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he really funded it or made it happen, but he facilitated.
Oh, shit.
Getting his bail together, so I guess he'll be home.
No, but it they said supposedly they went together to go bail him out. That's what the thing was. They went to the jail to go bail him out. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, WAC has displayed that he does not like this girl on so many occasions.
Right.
So it's just weird seeing them in the video together. Why happy like about bailing the nigga out of jail?
Right.
Why you like her?
Huh?
Well,
in the beginning, when she first came around, WAC was trying to get her out the house. There was arguments between her and Blueface and the baby mama before. WAC said that she's not a good musician. He basically said everything about her negative-wise to just get her out of the house. Blueface stuck with her. He just said, nigga, I'm tired of that broad. Whoop. So he made it perfectly known that he did not like her and he wanted her out.
Okay, but
Blueface kept her.
But when tragedy strikes, people get together. So at that point, it ain't even about not liking him. It's like, let's get our dude out of jail.
Yeah,
so
but you got I'm not the, going you got, with you to go.
But if
I'll
it's really, but what the thing is, some of that's probably show. I don't really know the deal, but I do know that when tragedy strikes, you got to do what you got to do. It ain't about nothing. I got to get my mans and them out of jail.
No, I get that. You know what I mean? I could have sent you the money. I didn't have to go with you to be in your video.
But that's coming together.
Because you know they still got their show coming out.
Right.
It's the beginning of the year. They got to have this footage. They got to have beefs. They got to have conflict resolution. Yes. Let's write this TV show. Why don't we?
Exactly.
So all they're going to do is recap all of this on their TV show and make about a meal ticket each.
Exactly.
That's real.
Everybody happy.
Exactly.
That's real. It's just weird. I be looking at certain things just weird when the motherfucker 1 minute is not.
Oh, I feel you. Oh, no. I feel you.
Don't. And it's like, oh, okay, so y'all buy into the shit of drama knowing it's not real drama?
Of course.
That's fucking weird.
But you know, but what happens with people though, everyone wants clout. Everybody, so they say things to get this clout. They'll say some stuff that may not even be halfway true. I'm not saying what he said about her is or isn't, but clout is everything nowadays. So now you talking about this show, they coming together so they can have footage for the show, like Raj just said.
What's going
on? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh? How many people are in the YouTube right now?
But yeah, bottom line is, like, you got to come together when anybody goes to jail.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mouthpiece whispers to brisket as it cooks.
Hey, man.
You know that's man? Fucking funny.
Hell yeah, we're going to cut to YouTube, man. You guys want to come in through Discord. I'll put the link up in a second in my stories. Also, the link to Discord is in YouTube. So if you want to call in and roast and talk to us, half
that one. It says mouthpiece uses.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.